Okay, good evening. I call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, January 27th, 2022, and the time is 4:35 p.m. Please silence your cell phones. This is Chair Natasha Von Imhoff in the Senate Finance Committee Room in the Capitol in Juneau, and we have the following members present: Vice Chair Chris Tuck, Senator Bert Stedman, Senator Peter Michicki, Senator Laura Reinbold, Representative James Kaufman, Representative Dan Ortiz, alternate, Representative Andy Josephson, Representative Ivy Sponholz, Representative Neil Foster. In the room, we also have Senator Bagage, Senator Keel, Representative Hannon, and Representative, Edgman for the great area of Dillingham. Okay. Is there anybody online? No. Okay, so we do have a quorum to do business. The alternates are not expected to vote today, but we would like your input. So this committee will now go into executive session to consider Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation personnel and related procurement.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're moving in to go into executive session.
Madam Chair, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 for discussions of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and Uniform Rule 22B3 for discussions of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following members remain, or people remain, in the room or online: Megan Wallace, legislative legal attorney and necessary staff; the legislative auditor, Chris Curtis; any legislators not on the committee; and staff for legislators who are members of the committee.
Is there objection to the executive session motion?
Bryce Edmund.
Did you already recognize
him? I did.
My apologies.
Okay, sorry. Seeing none, we will go into executive session after a brief at ease to clear the room. All right, so we're back out of executive session. Okay, it is 5:02 p.m. Members present are Natasha Von Imhoff, Vice Chair Chris Tuck, Senator Bert Stebbins, Senator Peter Michicki, Representative James Kaufman, Senator Laura Reinbold, Representative Dan Ortiz, alternate, Representative Josephson, Representative Sponholz, and Representative Foster. We have Representative Stutz on the line, and I believe we have a new member, Representative Klayman, joining us as well. So during the executive session, we discussed confidential matters relating to the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation personnel and related procurement. It is this committee's goal that the fund is protected from political intervention or manipulation to ensure the fund's continued growth and sustainability. And without that assurance, the fund's health and future sustainability for Alaska is in jeopardy. So with that in mind, we will consider two motions. The first motion is related to a contract with a third-party firm. Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Recording is on. To pause recording, press star 9 again.
Madam Chair, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve a contract in the amount not to exceed $100,000 for legal services to investigate the circumstances and events surrounding the termination of former Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation Executive Director Angela Riddell and any improper actions or undue political influence by members of the Board of Trustees of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation or the Executive Branch, and to prepare a report. It is the intent of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee that the investigation be professional, unbiased, independent, objective, and conducted at arm's length from the political process. The report should be submitted to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee in a timely manner. I further move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the chair to communicate the intent of the committee to the contracted outside legal counsel.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, this motion passes. The second motion is related to the committee's subpoena power. Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move that the chair is hereby authorized to issue subpoenas under Statute 2425010C and Alaska Statute 2420201A2 if necessary to require the attendance of any persons or productions of any documents or other materials before the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee or as a part of the investigation relating to the circumstances and events surrounding the termination of former Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation Executive Director Angela Riddell, and any improper actions by members of the Board of Trustees of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation or the Executive Branch.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Is there any further business to come before the committee? Any comments from committee members? I thank everyone for being here late in the evening, in a last-minute meeting. I appreciate the discussion and the support to look into this matter. It is important that we protect our nest egg for many years, many decades, many generations. And by having a third party look into this, we remain at arm's length. We're independent. By hiring a third-party firm, accomplishes these goals and keep it arm's length and non-political. So with that, we are adjourned at 5:06 p.m.